Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Here we are at Friday, December 21st, 2018. Not counting today, you have 3 days left until Christmas Day. I hope you are enjoying this festive season and not stressing out about all the things that are left to be done. Today's Life of Riley episode, I have to warn you, is a bit rough in the audio quality department. It was almost impossible to hear at first, but I did my best to improve the audio, so you should be able to catch most of it. There'll still be some volume fluctuation and popping and things like that, but I do hope you're still able to enjoy episode 15, which aired on April 23rd, 1944, and is entitled Proxy Wedding Part 2.
Life is even more complicated than usual. You may remember that the other day, when Riley got home from his job at the war plant, the serenity of the California evening was shattered by the arrival of a special delivery V-mail letter. It was from Riley's best friend, Herman Dugan, who is overseas in the Marines. Eagerly, he opened it.
Dear Riley, have been very busy all day shooting jacks, but I'm taking 2 minutes off to write you this letter. As us guys in the service know that a letter from a cozy foxhole sure helps to keep up the morale of you folks who are suffering so much at home. Good old Herman. Peggy's the best pal I got in the world.
Well, what else is the letter
say? Well, let's see. Riley, there's a big favor you got to do for me. Any favor Herman wants, that I'll do. I don't know when I can get home to the States, and my sweetheart is very lonesome, so Riley, will you please marry her for me?
What's the matter with Herman? He knows you're married to me.
He must be nuts. Don't he know you're only allowed one wife at a time? Ain't he ever heard of rationing?
But the rest of the letter made the whole situation clear. Herman was asking Riley to act as his proxy and marry Herman's fiancée in a proxy wedding. Well, reluctantly, Riley consented. And then trouble came up in the person of the bride-to-be's father. An absent-minded old character who still thinks he's living in the days of the Wild West.
Riley, you're a black-hearted coyote. You aiming to marry my daughter when you're already hitched and got 2 grown children.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Lightfoot. It's just a proxy wedding, see? Herman is really marrying Lily Mae. Only I'm marrying her instead of Herman, because when Herman ain't here, it's the same as me when Herman's away. Understand?
Sure, I understand. Riley, you're a black-hearted coyote. I'm taking my daughter home and locking her up. Locking her up till the range has rid a rattlesnake like you.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Lightfoot.
Stand back, Riley. A quicker finger's itching.
Well, don't scratch it here.
So the wedding was off, and hours later, Riley and his family were still pretty worried about poor Lily Mae.
Well, Peg, I guess that's that. There ain't going to be no wedding. Herman has been jilted by my bride-to-be's father.
Oh, the poor girl. And I guess Herman will be pretty let down when you write him that he isn't married.
Hello? Who? Lily Mae!
Oh.
Are you all right? What? Her old man locked him in the room.
Good heavens.
Well, when your pop cools off, maybe we can talk him into it. What? Oh, you're kidding. Well, maybe Herman might, but I ain't Herman. Look, I gotta ask my wife. Hey, Lily Mae wants I should elope with her.
Elope?
How do you like that? Me married 17 years and I gotta elope.
Well, I guess you'll have to, Riley. Yeah. After all, it's for Herman's sake.
Yeah. Hello, Lily Mae. Okay. I'll be underneath your window tomorrow night at 9 o'clock and we'll elope. What? What, honeymoon? Oh, I get it. Goodbye. If
after the elopement was going to San Diego for our honeymoon.
First time a bride went on a honeymoon alone.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's also the first time a fellow took his wife along when he eloped.
What's that you're marking, Uncle Baxter?
This, my dear niece, is a map of San Fernando Valley. This is Van Nuys, and this X is the Lightfoot Ranch. Scene of the crime.
Crime? This isn't a murder we're going on.
Lily May's father, may I remind you, is an ex-cowboy who knows but one law, the law of the gun.
Now, don't talk that way. Lily May's father wouldn't shoot Riley. You think he would?
Oh, Pop ain't scared of anything. He told me so himself.
Well, it's the right room. Hey, how do I look?
Just the same as the day I married you.
And I am too, even a little.
Oh, yes. Laugh while you may. Who knows?
Listen, Uncle Baxter, we're having a wedding, not a funeral.
That remains to be seen. Wild Pete may live up to his name tonight.
Well, if he does, you may be in a jam too, Uncle Baxter, because you're going along.
Oh, no, leave my boy.
Never mind. Can live off us for 2 years and put up with our free board and free room, you certainly can help me when I'm alone. That's, of course, you're scared.
Scared? Riley, fear is the one sensation I have never experienced. I will be at your side tonight when you get shot.
Uncle Baxter. Well, the wedding cake is in the oven. Oh, Daddy, you look nice.
Thanks, Daddy. I've been over to the barber shop getting a shave. Smell my feet.
That's awfully strong. What is it?
Bay rum. Free war. When I'm eloping tonight, it'll make it easier for Lily Mae to find me in the dark.
Can I go along and eloping tonight?
No.
Oh, let him come, Peg. After all, how many boys get a chance to see their father elope?
What have you got in that bundle, Daddy?
Here is my elopement trousseau. A little idea of mine to get Lily Mae out of her house tonight. Look.
What on earth is it, Ryan? It's a rope ladder.
Free pop.
What's so preposterous? I made this rope ladder myself on my lunch hour. I might even patent it for a loafer.
And just how do you propose to get the end of this rope ladder to your fair lady's window?
Well, I just climb up on a dare and... No, wait a minute.
Pop, you're on the ground floor, and her window's got two flights.
Well, she could drop it down to me.
Yeah, she had it instead of you, but how's she going to get it?
Possibly Riley intends to smuggle it into her in a case.
Don't be such a wise guy. I've got it all figured out. To get it up to her, I'll use a stepladder.
This elopement is becoming quite involved. Riley, why don't you give it up? Why risk life and limb for an overly romantic girl whom you hardly know?
Uncle Baxter, I already wrote Herman I'd marry his girl for him, and I'm going to do it.
Good for you, Riley. After all, Herman saved your life once.
Yeah, he pulled me out of the East River.
Pop, I thought you were a good swimmer.
I was a great swimmer. Wouldn't have happened except a fresh kid with a BB gun got a hole in my water wing.
Riley, about the elopement, were you able to borrow a car?
No, but we'll get out there somehow. But on the way back, we're going to ride in style. Lily Mae said her old man has a station wagon in the shed. Can you drive a car, Uncle Baxter?
No, but if you'll lend me $10, I could take lessons.
Never mind, I'll drive. Junior, see who that is. If some nosy neighbor, tell him we ain't home. We got to get going or we'll be late.
Daddy, it's Lily Mae's father, Mr. Lightfoot.
Oh, holy smoke, what'll I do now?
Should I let him in?
No, not yet. Peg, you and the kids go hide. You can't tell what this guy'll do. He's so absent-minded.
Come on, Junior.
To protect the women and children, I'll go with them.
Okay, Grant.
Be careful, Riley.
Who does he think he is? Now, you look here, Mr. Lightfoot.
Wild Pete Lightfoot, my handle. And I'm trailing that no-good varmint who wants to marry my daughter. Now, where is this horse thief, Riley?
I'm no horse thief. But I mean, Riley's no horse thief, and I ain't...
You can't fool me, Riley. Of course you're home. I see your hat on that chair.
Yeah, and I'm here to tell you, Riley, you can't marry my daughter. She's promised to a cowhand by the name of Dookie.
That's what I tried to tell you. That's why I want to marry her, so she'll be married to Tudor. It's a proxy witch. By baseball. Herman's the regular. I'm only the pinch hitter.
Oh. So she's marrying a ball player.
No, not a ball player. I just told you she's marrying Herman Tudor.
Oh, well, that's different. I see it all now. I reckon I'm getting a mite absent-minded.
Where have you gone,
Bud?
Oh, excuse me. It's
just
so quiet.
It's okay, Dublin. Pa understands the proxy wedding now.
Hey, look, Aubrey, I'm a hankering to meet up with this here lady.
Well, you met her yesterday, but anyhow, she's Mrs. Riley.
Yeah, pleased to meet up with you, Mom. I got a message for your husband, Mrs. Riley, when he comes home.
Why, he's right here.
Look, I'm Riley. I'm here. See, there's my hat on the chair.
Oh! What was we talking about?
About the wedding.
Wedding? What wedding?
Listen, Wild Keith, your daughter, Lily Mae, is going to marry Herman Dugan.
I thought she is, and I'm keeping her locked up in the room till Dugan gets home from the roundup.
But he's on a long roundup. He's in the Marines. So I'm marrying Lily Mae for him.
Hold on, Ryan. How can you marry my little girl? Ain't you married already?
So he understands about the proxy wedding, does he?
Well, listen, Pa, let's go slow. Let's take this over again.
Oh, hold there, Riley. I just remembered what I came here to tell you. I'm warning you out of town, you gale-stealing coyote. If you ain't hit the trail by sunup, I'm a coming after you and I'm a coming shooting.
But I ain't marrying your daughter.
You're darn shooting me.
Oh.
I'm a warning you. Stay out of my corral and leave my daughter be, or I'm giving you a lead ticket to a buzzard's bank. And your cock will be the main course.
He ran away, the coward.
Oh, Daddy, we heard everything. Wait till I tell a gang about this.
Personally, I think a hop-along Cassidy picture must have went to his head.
Daddy, you're not going to let Lily Mae down, are you?
Of course.
That's right. I ain't gonna let Lily Mae down unless it's from a second-story window.
Attaboy, Pop.
Mrs. Riley, listen to me.
No, my head's made up. I'm standing by my pal, Dugan. After all, we rode herd together on the Brooklyn subway.
Well, I think you're right, dear. That old man was just talking. Yeah.
We're not gonna let a little Western talk scare us.
Reckon you're right, partner. It's getting dark, so let's hit the trail. Peg, hand me my 10-gallon jerkin. Junior, give me my Sam Brown belt. The one Sam Brown gave me for Christmas. Deadwood, Uncle Baxter, pack your duffel bag full of smelling salts. We're heading out of Los Angeles to Toronto. If we can catch a trolley.
Guns, but she's nervous over a cow.
Well, follow me, man, and Mom.
careful.
Please, stop here. If I back into a cactus bush, tell me.
Riley, what do we do first?
Well, we get Wild Pete's station wagon ready to escape in.
Here's the shed right here, Pop. Look, if the doors unlocked.
Careful, children. It may have been left open from lure us into a trap.
Nah, I'll open it, Pop. Boy, it's dark in there.
The station wagon must be in the back. I hope it's a fast car.
Riley,
what?
Listen up. I hear something in there.
Yeah. Somebody breathing.
I knew it. We are expected. Even now, some beady eye is watching our every move.
Junior? Junior, where are you? Oh, Riley, it's got Junior.
I'm all right.
Oh.
I went in to see what was making that noise.
What was it?
A horse. Hear him?
Give me that flashlight. Yeah, there's the horse. And hey, there's no car in here.
There's that old wagon, though. Look at the fringe on it.
Oh, yeah, it's a station wagon. That's the term they used out west for a horse and ring.
And I expected a Chrysler.
Riley,
hmm?
Do you know how to harness a horse?
No, I ain't even ever drove a horse. I can see this is going to be a double elopement. I'll run away with Lily Mae and the horse will run away with me.
Well, let's harness him up, Pop.
Okay, now let's see. How do you start? Oh, yeah, I know. Hey, horse, step in between them push sticks. Hey, horse, go this way where I'm pointing, horse.
Riley, let me handle it. Come on, boy. Come along this way.
Hey, look at the way the horse is following Uncle Baxter.
It's about time. For years, Uncle Baxter's been following the horses.
We'll have them harnessed in a minute.
Look, here's a swell ladder. Come on, Pop. I'll help you carry it to Lily Mae's window.
Now, Junior, you stay and help Uncle Baxter. I want your mother with me when I carry Lily Mae down that ladder.
All right, I'll chaperone you. Come on.
Now, remember, everybody, don't make no noise when you hear us coming and have the wagon ready. And hey, Uncle Baxter. I think you tightened that strap around the horse's waist a little too much.
I did not.
Then how come all the horse's legs are off the ground?
They ain't off the ground, Pop. It's just saddled.
Oh, well, come on, Peg. We'll get the bride.
Father's room.
Come on, let's grab.
Here's the wagon, Pop.
Hurry, come up, Riley. Get in, Lily Mae. Get in, Junior. Get in, Uncle Baxter. One, two,
attractive bridegroom.
Boy, I'll be glad when my wedding's over and Herman and Lily Mae is married.
Riley, sit still so I can comb your hair.
Ye God, what an unruly batch. Don't put on so much of that hair glue. My scalp's so tight now I can't close my eyes. Where's Lily Mae?
Lily Mae is in the front room with the family.
How about that Marion judge? Why ain't he here?
Judge Tilkey's a very busy man, but he's on his way.
My, what a handsome bridegroom.
Yes, he looks very natural.
Baxter, you're thinking of the wrong ceremony. This is a wedding.
Hey, Pop, I need the horse some water, but we're all out of sugar.
Well, never mind the sugar. Give him a piece of Uncle Baxter's saccharin.
Junior, dear, don't you think you ought to go to bed?
Ah, Mom, let me stay up.
Yeah, let the kid stay. He missed my first wedding.
Here.
Well, I'm ready.
Silly Mae's ready. Come on.
I hope Herman stays married to this dame. I couldn't go through this very often. Hello, Judge.
Well, let's get started, folks. Now, just show me the bride, the groom, the license, and the fee, and you'll be on your way.
Well, take it easy, Judge. I'm getting married, not dressed.
Well, I'm a very busy man. So far, I've had 20 weddings today. I have 5 more tonight. Besides my taxi waiting outside for the meter running. Now, where's the bride? Bride. Come on with the bride, please.
Here
I am. Now, groom.
Come on,
the groom, please.
Here, Your Honor.
Now, the license. Mm-hmm. Seems to be in order.
Now, the wedding.
No. Now, the fee.
I have the money here.
No, Lily Mae. This wedding's on me. Here you are.
Thank you. Stand together. Join hands. Do you, Lily Mae, take this man to be your husband?
I do.
Do you, Herman Dugan, take this woman to be your wife?
I don't.
Then I pronounce you married. What did you say?
Well, I take her in a way.
You can't take a wife in a way. You're supposed to say, I do. You understand?
I do.
Fine. Do you, Herman Dugan, take this woman to be your wife?
I don't.
Then I pronounce... God, the man is completely moronic.
Well, maybe so, but I ain't Herman Dugan.
What? You're not Dugan.
Well, you see, Judge, he is in a way.
Silence, woman.
Look, you be careful how you talk to my wife.
Wife?
Yeah.
What did I get into? You're bigamy? Young man, do you know the penalty for bigamy?
Yeah, 2 mother-in-laws. Look, Judge, this is just a proxy wedding.
Proxy wedding?
Yeah.
Why, that's not legal. Not in California.
But I live in Wyoming when I'm home.
That makes no difference.
Hey, wait, you got to marry her. She loves Herman and I love Herman.
Here's your feedback. Good night.
Yeah, hold on. Am I in time for the wedding?
Who's this?
Wild
Pete.
Not Paul.
Hold your temper. Lily, gal, I come to say Riley can have you.
What?
Any man that's got gumption enough to steal you from under my very nose, that's the man I want to call son.
Look, Mr. Light.
Now, that ain't no way to call me son.
All right. Daddy, sit down and I'll explain. Junior, give your grandfather a chair. Look, it's like this. Me and Lily Mae can't get hit.
What?
If you let me pass, sir, the meter's running.
Hold on. Ain't nobody leaving these diggings till I hear why my gal ain't getting wet.
Well, a proxy wedding is against the law.
Law, stranger. West of the Pecos, there's only one law. These here shooting on. Now get back in there and say the hitching word's pronounced. Come on.
Don't you dog on me, sir, now. I warn you.
And I'm a warning you, Gage. Let the wedding proceed now.
You better do it, Judge, because he...
Come in.
Look! The Marines have landed. Herman!
Oh, Herman, darling!
Lily, back!
Oh. Herman, how did you get here? I was marrying Lily, like you said, only I can't. It's unlegal.
Yeah, my mistake, pal. Oh, I guess you didn't get my second letter yet, huh? Well, I got a sudden leave and I flew in from Hawaii. So I'll just take off.
Riley, what's holding up the hitches?
Well, listen, Pa, you remember about the proxy wedding, don't you?
By a shot, not you. And blessings on you, John. Blessings.
Well, my proxy just showed up. Instead of me marrying her for Herman, Herman's going to marry her for me.
remember me?
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Remember? You might have not missed your own hitching. And they call me absent-minded. Where's the jet?
Let the wedding proceed now. Go on.
Is this the authentic Dugan?
It sure is. Come on, line up, folks. Now, this is going to be the McCoy. Herman, you and me stand here. Wild Kate, you bring in the bride and give her away. Babs, you're the bridesmaid. Mom, you're the matron of honor.
What am I, Riley?
I'll come back to you. You're the flower girl. Everybody ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Then let Herman and Lily May get aboard the ship of matrimony, and may they wind up with a raft of his.
The Rileys will be back in just a moment.
Oh, well, I'm glad it's all over, Riley.
Yeah, me too. Boy, I sure had a time there with the loping on ladders, runaway horse, wild peach guns.
Oh, but it was worth it. You did a favor for Herman. Now Herman and Lily May are off on their honeymoon.
Yep.
Well, all's well that ends well.
You know, Dumplin, I've been thinking. If it wasn't for you and the kids and us being so happy for the last 17 years, I'd say getting married ain't what it's cracked up to be.
Join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger O'Dell is John Brown. The Life of Riley is produced and directed by Irving Brecker.
I'm sure glad Herman showed up, because proxy weddings turned out to be illegal in California at that time. But Riley is a good friend, though. He went through quite a bit for his pal. Please join us next Friday for an episode entitled Baxter Goes to New York. Does this mean that Baxter is finally out of Riley's hair? I can't wait to find out. Also, come back on Monday, Christmas Eve, to hear the next episode of My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball. Please send your questions and comments to host@classiccomedyotr.com and check us out at our website of the same name, classiccomedyotr.com. So, until Monday, which is Christmas Eve, take to heart the Christmassy schedule of Buddy the Elf.
So, Dad, I plan out our whole day. First, we'll make snow angels for 2 hours, and then we'll go ice skating, and then we'll eat a whole roll of Toll House cookie dough as fast as we can, and then, to finish, we'll snuggle.